Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به. Indeed, the Imam, Khalifa, is a shield. Fighting is conducted from behind him and protection is sought through him, agreed upon. Only the Khilafah will protect all Muslim lands, including Iran and Gaza, from American Crusader attacks. The time given by the Crusader Pharaoh Trump for Iran to finalize a, quote, deal, an ultimatum of 10 to 15 days, is coming to an end, and clouds of war are gathering over the region. Two American naval carrier groups, USS Gerald R. Ford and USS Abraham Lincoln, have already taken up combat positions in the region. In this atmosphere of war threats, America is demanding that Iran surrender its nuclear and missile programs, as if it were the king of the earth before whom no one can dare to refuse. The U.S. Special Envoy for the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, expressed Trump's frustration, saying that Trump is surprised that Iran has not yet bowed before such overwhelming military power. At this critical juncture, Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Pakistan, presents the following points to the people of military power, the armed forces, as well as the Ummah in general. 1. The attack on Iran is part of a long chain in which America has already directly attacked Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Iran, and Gaza, while countries such as Pakistan, Somalia, and Libya have also not been safe from American military operations, drone strikes, air raids, and other ground offensives. American General and former NATO Commander General Wesley Clark had already mentioned Pentagon plans aimed at controlling 7 Muslim countries, including Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. So the question is, how long will we continue to watch one by one as Muslim lands fall under American dominance and Muslims are slaughtered, thinking that our turn will never come? It is these national identities and borders that have shattered the unity of Muslim power and made us easy prey for the disbelievers. 2. America's attack on Afghanistan, Iraq, and other Muslim countries were not possible without the practical support of regional Muslim states and the presence of American military bases there. The U.S. was able to invade Iraq with the support of countries such as Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, and Qatar. Pakistan played a key role in the American invasion of Afghanistan. For attacks on the Muslims of Syria, America benefited from the cooperation of the Iranian regime, even in the joint war of America and the Jewish entity against Gaza. All regional Muslim regimes sided with America and the Jewish entity, and now these treacherous rulers are part of Trump's so-called Board of Peace, strengthening the American occupation of Gaza. It is clear that the rulers of Muslim countries play a disgraceful role, acting merely as agents of America. In reality, if even one country, such as Pakistan, Turkey, or Egypt, were to stand with Iran, the American military power in the region would be buried in the Strait of Hormuz. If Pakistan were to sink American carrier fleets,